humanitarian appeals emphasize the prohibition of form of discrimination, hatred, and violence. This discrimination becomes more significant when it reflects the language, culture, society, religion, creed, and beliefs of the community. The crime of spreading hatred includes acts that are accompanied by practical or virtual violence in cyberspace and sometimes go beyond and affect all aspects of life. The crime of spreading hatred is the result of society act, and the previous intention, violence, and deportation of members of society are the most important elements of this crime. Violence manifests itself in the most next form, particularly hatred through the internet. The crime of spreading hatred in cyberspace causes the spread of indifference and irresponsibility towards minorities, and it leads to the rooting of inequality and discrimination among the society. Minorities who are unable to defend themselves redefine their identity and cultural, religious, national, and ethnic characteristics become the victim of the conquest of cyberspace. Conquest by those who have the means and opportunity to spread hatred and take over the thoughts of those who do not recognize the differences between healthy and contaminated mental food. Traditional and ordinary crimes may affect certain people in a given situation, but the crime of spreading hatred in cyberspace breaks boundaries. Hate travels without a passport and should be given a lot of attention due to its wide range and boundless impacts on people. Now that the internet has crossed geographical, peaceful, non-reactionary participation to prevent the growth and the spread of extremism and hatred through interaction, these hatreds start with a video, message, mockery, symbol, and joke, and discriminatory and insulting material, and affect the minds of millions of people much faster than the spread of corona. Thank you very much.
Thank you.